week again. How are you?
I'm not so bad, to be honest with you, but this bedroom tax is getting me down a little bit. I do think it's very unfair.
In what way?
Well, both of my two kids, I think I told you I've got two grown-up sons, both of my kids, they grew up in the house that I've got.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the family home. They come and visit me, things like that. And now I'm losing a fortune every month out of my benefit money. Totally unfairly.
How many spare rooms have you been judged to have?
Well, I've got two spare bedrooms. I've got three altogether, but I've got two spare. Hmm. But like I say, it's the family home, you know.
Why do you need to have two spare rooms?
Well, the kids come over, they bring, you know, it's a few different reasons, really. If I have a little get-together, things like that, a couple of people, they generally like to stay over. Or my sons, when they come and visit, they stay over, things like that, you know. And I don't want to move to a smaller place.
Well,
it's not
second,
fair.
But then that's lovely for them that they can stay over. I mean, how lovely and delightful. But why should I and other people who are paying taxes to pay for your housing benefit, why should we have to subsidise your kids wanting to come and stay over at your house? Can't they kip on the sofa?
Well, no, that wouldn't be fair. It'd be uncomfortable on a sofa, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe they won't stay over in the future.
Well, no, they'll stay over because they're not going to get me out of my house. You know, I'll find different ways and means of staying there.
We know you'll find ways and means of staying there. One of them won't be getting a job, as you've repeatedly told us here at LBC 97.3. And as you know, every time we speak to you, the phones go crazy. It all goes viral and everyone listens in. I think more than 100,000 people listen to our first conversation online. But you did admit last time we spoke that you would do a little bit of work off the books, and that's probably how you'll find the extra money. How much housing benefit are you losing?
Well, I'm losing about £30 a week. That's like £120 a month, you know. So I've got one of the rooms. I've got a lodger in one of the rooms at the minute. I can't find anyone else for the other one at the moment.
So you're getting a lodger?
I will find somebody, yeah, because I'm allowed to up to a certain amount of money.
You're allowed to. I was checking this morning because the rules have changed and you're allowed to keep, I think, £1,040 a year. So basically £20 of weekly rent. You get to keep it, but then your benefit will be cut after that. So basically you can cover the cost of the bedroom tax, but that's about it.
Well, I can charge them a little bit more than the actual amount, so I don't actually lose any money. You know, that's what they're forcing people into doing now with their unfair treatment. You know, they're constantly looking out to kick the poor people, you know, the people that are less fortunate themselves. And it's just, I don't understand why people like to do that in government, you know. There's other ways of saving money without picking on me.
Well, then, our thing is, are they picking on you? My in-laws have just in the last couple of weeks downsized from a four-bedroom house to a two-bedroom bungalow to save money because they no longer have kids at home. They don't need that space. That's what people in the private sector do. Why is it any different for people living in social housing? Why shouldn't you downsize when you know you? We generously, as a country, a civilized country, we generously gave you a home that you needed to have for your family. You no longer need that extra space. So, well, personally, I think you should have to move out of it. If there isn't a property for you to move out, I mean, I think you should be required to move out of it. If there isn't a property for you to move out to, then we're going to charge you extra rent for it. I fail to see why that's picking on you or unfair.
Well, it's just that, like I say, sorry to repeat myself, but it's my home. I've had that home for years. And, you know, I know you probably don't like it, but say this Saturday night, I've got a party. A couple of the people live all the way out in Essex. Now, they don't want to go home. And I've got two spare bedrooms, so they can stay the night in the bedrooms.
But Paul, it's not my job.
They'd have to get a cab home, cost a fortune.
Yeah, but it's not my job to earn money and pay tax to pay for you to have your mate staying over after a party. It's not my problem. Why should it be my problem?
No, I'm just using that as one example because, you know, maybe at the moment I'm not working.
Maybe.
And I'm trying hard, but the thing is, I'm still entitled to have a life. And if my kids come over, they need to stay, things like that. You know, they're not kids now, you know, they're adults. But
how far away do your sons live?
Well, they live about 3 miles away, I suppose.
Oh, so they live 3 miles away, but it's virtually impossible. I mean, I imagine in the biggest snowstorm ever, when there are, you know, 10-foot piles high of snowdrifts, then it'd be difficult for them to get home when they'll be glad to stay on your sofa in a sleeping bag. But really, they live 3 miles away and they have to stay over and I have to pay for it?
Well, they don't have to stay over, but they like to stay over. It's, you know, just keeps the family together, you know. And they're trying to destroy my family. That's how I look at it as well.
Destroying your family.
In that way, you know.
Do you know what, Paul? Every time we speak, I get loads of tweets and calls from people saying, Paul's made up. Paul is just a joker. Paul isn't real. Paul can't possibly be genuine.
These people, they've just got no hearts, these people. Because if they had my life, they wouldn't want to have my life, you know. They're all lucky enough to have been in work and having good jobs and things like that, you know. But I think people are a little bit jealous because I do live my own life how I like to live my life, you know. And three bedrooms, that's nothing. You know, some people, I was listening to a programme the other day, some footballer's got five toilets. And people moan at me for having three bedrooms.
Hey, you can have 47 bedrooms and 100 toilets if you want, as long as you're paying for them yourself and it's no one else's business. Paul, you say you're trying hard. Last time we spoke, you'd had a job, you'd lost a job. What's the latest state of play? Have you got a job?
I haven't, no, but, you know, again, it's this thing that we were talking about last week. I've got a job interview with I can't say the name, I know, but it's a big supermarket chain.
And who arranged that interview?
I did it myself. I found an advert for it. I'll go looking for adverts and things. You know, I found an advert for it. So I went there. And they, just ridiculous. All it was shelf stacking of an evening. Yeah. And they want me to wear a uniform of an evening.
When the supermarket's still open.
If I wanted to wear a uniform, I would have joined the army, Julia. And when I said that to the fellow, he got the right hump. You know, and I said, it's 12 o'clock at night, mate. No one can see me. Well, you've got to wear a uniform, he says, you know. And I don't know. It's just, the harder I try, there seems to be just one setback after another in front of me.
Last time we had this issue about you having to wear a cap on your head in a bakery. What's wrong with wearing a uniform? I've worked in a burger place but wearing a cap on my head. I've worn uniforms for jobs. What's wrong with wearing a uniform? Millions of people wear uniforms to work.
I like my own clothing, Julia. You know, I've got my own clothes.
Nurses,
I can afford to buy my own clothes.
Don't you think nurses would quite like to wear their own clothes? No, they wear a uniform. Doctors wear a uniform. Soldiers wear a uniform. The AA man wears a uniform. What's the problem with that?
I don't know. It's just
But you won't wear a uniform, so you won't wear it. So you won't. You've got an attitude problem. You can't get a job because no woman in their right minds would give you a job. So you want me and everyone else listening who works hard and pays taxes to pay for you to have two spare rooms, so your kids don't have to go 3 miles home after they've come over for a drink with their dad. I mean,
well,
that's
summary.
They
don't drink. My kids don't drink alcohol at all. I don't actually drink. But the thing is, really, people are not paying. Because I've got one room filled with one lodger, I'll get a lodger in the other room.
Yeah.
So no one's paying for that except for the two lodgers.
Well, then what are you complaining about?
Well, because it's just disrupting my life. I don't really want the lodgers there, but now I've got to, you know,